paragraph Dalid. V'alkein nois nabchor l'koyein, and this is why we give the bchor to the koyein, ki ha-koyhanim heim bechinas Aharon. All koyhanim originate from Aharon, and they all represent Aharon. V'aharon zocho l'kohuna. Rav Nosson Zal is going to give us an incredible insight now about koyhanim, what it's all about, where they get their holiness from. V'aharon zocho l'bechinas l'kohuna. Bischar v'roacho v'somach b'liboy. Aaron HaKohen was zeiche to the real essence of kahuna through one incredible act in his life. Aaron HaKohen was the leader of Klal Yisrael in Egypt for 80 years. For 80 years, he was in charge. He was the tzaddik. Moshe Rabbeinu took off to Ethiopia. Not 80 years, when Moshe Rabbeinu left town. He had to run for his life. Remember the story that Paroi made the test, picked the hot coal or picked the crown. Moshe Rabbeinu left. Who was in charge? Aaron HaKohen. For how many years? 40 years. I'm sorry, I think it's 40 years. And now Hashem invites Moshe Rabbeinu to come back and take over. Moshe Rabbeinu's first question, first problem is, are you kidding? How could I do this to my older brother? How could I do this to Aaron HaKohen? Hashem says, Aaron HaKohen, don't worry. He's the finest. V'ruacho, when he sees you, the somach, he's going to be happy. He's not just going to put on a happy face. He ain't going to make believe he's happy like many people could do in this. Many people get displaced. Many people get knocked out of a job and somebody else takes over. The presidency, the kingdom, and many people put on a big smile on the outside as if he's perfectly okay with it. But inside, they're dying, or they're killing. They're waiting for the opportunity to... The Torah testifies about Aaron HaKohen. V'roach Hashem said, he'll see you. V'somach b'liboy. He's going to be happy in his heart for you. He's going to be 100... Aaron HaKohen has no gaiva whatsoever, as we're going to see. No gaiva, no jealousy. K'moy shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, Hine Aharon ochicho halevi, Hine hu yoytze likroscha, V'roacha v'somach b'liboy. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, look, your brother Aaron the Levi is coming towards you. He's going to see you. He's going to be happy in his heart. V'dosh Rabbi Seinu Zal, and the Gemara says on this, Shaydeze zocho Aharon l'kohuna. Because of the heart, he was zocho to the choshen mishpat, which you wear on the heart, which is the essence of the Kohen Gadol. Ki kol avoidois ha-kohen b'korbonois hu-bechinas hanal. Because everything that the Kohen did in the Beis HaMikdash with all the sacrifices is all about what we spoke about earlier. Shemale u'mevarer mibchinas hechtem besoroi lebchinas choisem dikdusha. The entire avoida in the Beis HaMikdash was all about taking the emuna and getting it out of the tumah and elevating it to the kedusha. Every single Jew who came to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a carbon, why is he bringing a carbon? Because he didn't believe in Hashem. Because he did an aveira, he did a sin. He's bringing the animal to show, that's me. I'm a dumb animal. I did something stupid, idiotic. I went against Hashem. I showed lack of faith. And by coming to the Beis HaMikdash, which is the house of Hashem, and bringing this behemah, and being feeling ashamed and embarrassed of what I did, and showing recognition for Hashem, that's the tikkun for this emunah. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Shezehu Iker Klal Kola Karbonos. This is the whole concept of what all the Karbonos are all about. Shekulam Boim Mibehemos. What were the Karbonos? It was Behemos, which we said before represents Emuna. Shaidezeh Shemakriven HaBehema LeKarbon. By taking this Behema and turning it into a sacrifice for Hashem, Aidezeh Mevararin Hu Emuna Akdoisha. By doing that, we correct the holy emuna, shibachinas behema, which is represented by behema, mibachinas emunas kozvios, from the category of false beliefs, mibachinas hechtem besorei, from the impurity, shemisham boem kol hachatoim shebailam, because that's where all sins of the world come from. They all come from lack of faith or false beliefs, that kind of thing. And from this hechtem besorei. Umalenois, and we elevate it, lebechinas choisem dikdusha, to the level of choisem of kedusha, which we learned before. The kohen is kedusha, the mizbeach is kedusha, all this choisem of kedusha. כי כל בירור הניצוצויס הקדושים מן הקליפויס, הנסנו על ידי הקרבונוס כידוע, because what we read in the Zohar HaKadosh and in all the Sifrei Kabbalah about sorting, extracting, and sorting out sparks of holiness that are found in an animal by bringing it as a korban, you know, in the Beis HaMikdosh, kol zeh hi bechinas birur hanal. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Zal is talking about over there in Likutei Moran, this birur of the emuna, mebechinas hechtim besoroi, lebechinas choysim dikdusha, to take it out of the negative and bring it into the positive, out of the tumah into the kedusha. And this is accomplished through the Kohanim, the sons of Aharon, the descendants of Aharon. Ki Aharon zochol ze al yidei sheyotzo likras Moshe besimcha v'loy niskanei al gedulas ochiv. Aharon HaKohen was zoche to this kahuna by his coming out, walking towards Moshe Rabbeinu, by his not having any jealousy towards Moshe Rabbeinu and going out to greet him with full joy and happiness. Afal pi shehoya godol mimenu. Even though Aharon HaKohen was older than Moshe Rabbeinu. Uboze shiber es hagaiva shel hamanhigim shel sheker. In the chapter in Likutei Moran that this halacha is based on, if you recall, in the first paragraph we mentioned, where Rabbi Nosson Zal gave us tiny pieces of the Likutei Moran, one of the things he mentioned there was that when you correct the emuna, that brings geirim, and when geirim come, they bring gaiva with them, and that gaiva affects the false leaders. That gaiva gives false leaders the chutzpah to sit in their chairs, to make believe like they're the leaders, to be in charge, to take over the mantle of leadership. And Rabbeinu Zal said there that the tikkun for it is the Mogine Hador, that there are certain Mogine Hador, certain tzaddikim who are called Mogine Hador, they have the ability to correct this problem, to correct this problem of the gaiva, which the Geirim introduced to Klal Yisrael, which went into the hands of those people who didn't deserve to be leaders. They shouldn't be leaders. They grabbed that gaiva and they ran with it. And they, look, I'm in charge. I'm president. I'll be president. You'll be vice president. He'll be, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So now Rav Nosson Zal says that through the act of Aharon HaKohen showing such humility, he was the older one. He was the leader till then. Stepping aside with a big smile on his face and in his heart, by doing that he broke the gaiva, not his own gaiva, because we see he didn't have no gaiva. He broke the gaiva of the manhigim shel sheker, of all the false leaders. Sheheim mizgoim al am dal bechinam, those people who lord themselves over a poor nation, over the poor Jews, these people are acting like they're the bosses, they're in charge. Veroidfim achar kovoid, and these people are pursuing honor. They're not in charge to serve the people. They're in charge for their own glory. They're looking to get rich, and to get a lot of honor and respect, you know, through the people, you know, through their authority over the people. Venoitlin gedula li atzman, they take kovoid to themselves. It's not given to them. They take it. They're happy to take it. And not only that, they persecute the true leaders, the real, real leaders. And they become jealous. They're jealous of any greatness or any authority, any leadership of the true leaders, of the true tzaddikim. Ki Aharon hoyo ha-hefech mizeh mamish, because Aharon HaKohen was the exact opposite of this. Ki hu hoyo manig amiti shel Yisrael. Aharon HaKohen was a true leader. He was a tzaddik, a super tzaddik. Oz, at that time, k'moy shekosuv, as the pasuk says, vo'ivod alohem beretz Mitzrayim, Hashem said, I spoke to the Jews in Mitzrayim. I revealed myself to them. Mitzrayim v'dosha by Sein Ezal. That prophecy was given over through Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen was a Navi of Kedusha. He spoke, Hashem spoke through him. V'yafal pikein, and despite that, lo'yhoyo mizgoe neged ochiv hakoton. He didn't hold himself above his baby brother, his younger brother. Adarabah, just the opposite. Hishpil atzmoy negdoi, he humbled himself beneath Moshe Rabbeinu, ubitel atzmoy, he nullified himself, v'shiber ha-gaiva, he destroyed gaiva, v'somach b'liboy be'emes, he was truly happy inside, deep inside his heart, al gedulas ochiv Moshe, over the greatness of his brother Moshe Rabbeinu. Nimtzo, we see from this, she'aroin shiberes ha'gaiva, that Aaron HaKohen was zeche to break gaiva completely. She'mishom nimshach b'chinas hechtim besoroi. And gaiva is the source and the cause of impurity, of this hechtim besoroi, this defilement, pigamabris. Rabbeinu Zal proves this in places in the Likutei Moran. There's a pasuk, eshes ish, nefesh yekora hi totzud. Someone else's wife, you know, an illegal woman, who does she trap? Nefesh Yikora, someone who thinks highly of himself. As we see in the newspapers every single day. Who gets trapped? The president and the governor, and they're the ones who get trapped. The people who are in positions of kovod, they're the most vulnerable, the most susceptible, chas v'shalom.